Deuteronomy chapter 30 this evening. The last book in the Pentateuch, chapter 30. And we'll begin reading in verse 15. Tina, where are you going? She does that every time. Moses said, "See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them." He says, choose life that thou and thy seed may live. So I have some thoughts about that this evening. You knew I would. First of all, the key to successful Christian living is realizing our right to choose. Nothing can be more fair than that. Also, there's no greater responsibility than that, that God has given us the right to choose life or death, to choose to follow him or to choose not to follow him. He has given us that right. I want you to go with me to the book of Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. And of course, this had to do with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Genesis chapter 2, and look at verse 16 and 17. The Bible says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." God says, you have a choice. You can obey me or you can choose not to obey me. If you disobey me, in that day, you're going to begin to die. And you know the story. They chose to eat of that tree, and at that very point, they began to die. I want you to go with me now to Genesis chapter 4. We're going to begin reading in verse 8. Here was what happened because of that, because of their bad choice. "And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and he killed him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And the Lord said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. God said, you have a choice, and in that choice, choose life. And ladies and gentlemen, every opportunity that we have, we need to choose life. In the Ten Commandments, when the Lord said this, you're to obey your mother and your father, that it may be well with thee, and that thy days may be long upon the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee. Choose life. Choose to obey your mother and your father, that it may be well with thee, and that thy days may be long upon the land that thy Lord thy God giveth thee. Choose life. Go with me now to Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24. And let's begin reading in verse 14. All of these passages of scriptures are very, very familiar to you. These are wonderful passages. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Choose life. Choose to serve God. And then we talked about this on Sunday, but go with me to 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18. And we're going to begin reading in verse 20. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people, and he said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Choose life. Choose to serve God, and things will be well with thee. Second of all, we must live with the consequences of our decisions. We make the choices, and then the choices make us. And you know exactly how that works. We all do it. We have kids that have made choices in life, and then those choices made them. We call the shots, but God reserves the consequences. We can choose to do what we want to do, but we don't get to choose the consequences of that. I want you to go with me now to the New Testament, Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Let's begin reading in verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And ladies and gentlemen, you either believe that or you don't. But this is the Word of God. This is straight from God's mouth to us. He said, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Let me give you three things about sowing and reaping. You've heard this before. I just stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. First of all, you always reap more than what you sow. If you sow one kernel of corn, you plant that, a stalk comes up, and generally there's one or two ears of corn on that stalk. And each one of those ears has a whole bunch of kernels on it. You always reap more than what you sow. Second of all, you always reap what you sow later. It doesn't happen immediately. The law of sowing and reaping, you reap that later. And sometimes you take a good man like Joseph, and he sowed good seed throughout his life. But there was a period of time when he was in the prison and he thought everybody had forgotten him except God. And God got him out of the prison. But it was much, much later. Third, you always reap the same thing that is sown. That goes without sowing. I mean, without saying, if you sow wheat, you're going to reap wheat. If you sow corn, you're going to get corn. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. And ladies and gentlemen, that is true in our life. You're going to reap what you sow, good or bad. And so choose life. Choose good. Third, one decision supersedes all others in choosing life. And of course, go with me to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. And look at verse 6, of course. John chapter 14. Verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Choose life. Go with me to Psalms 100. This has to do with in birth as well. First time I learned Psalm 100, I was in Vacation Bible School at Sherwood Baptist Church in Odessa, Texas. And it was a Southern Baptist church, but they picked us up, and we had a great Vacation Bible School. But all of us learned this chapter. Listen to it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Choose life. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. And then in sickness, ladies and gentlemen, choose life. You've heard me say this, but it was one of the things that helped me so much when I had open heart surgery 3-4 years ago. Jim Kelly, member of the church here at the time and just a good man, he told me this. He said, Kim, he said, don't you worry about a thing. He said, first of all, you have a good surgeon. And I did. Dr. Riley was a good heart surgeon. In the valley, we are blessed to have a lot of good doctors and a lot of good hospitals and a lot of good staffs to help us. He said, Kim, you have a good surgeon. And then he said this, you have people praying for you, Kim. And I did. And the prayers of God's people is wonderful. But then he said this. He said, Kim, you've got a good surgeon. You've got people praying for you. And most important, you have a God that loves you. He said, don't worry about a thing. And I went into the open heart surgery and I had the peace of God a part of my life. And generally they would keep you between 3 and 5 days, most of the time 5 days. They wanted to send me home after 2 days. They couldn't because of just some stuff going on, but I got to go home in 3 days. The beginning of the day, and God has been so good to me. Father, thank you for your wonderful love. Thank you for the good people that we know that love us and pray for us and help us and share the word of God with us. Thank you, dear Father. We are grateful, and help us to love one another as we should. Help us to help one another as we should. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for these dear people. Bless them, dear Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.